In this older Sarasota neighborhood, rain rushes to storm drains and flows untreated into the bay. On its way, the water picks up sand, oil, fertilizer, pet waste, and pesticides. Because Sarasota Bay is directly connected to our driveways and yards, we need to keep the health of the bay in mind as we manage our homes and landscaping. For example, native plants and other plants that are well suited for the site conditions require little fertilizer, few pesticides, and almost no irrigation. If we over-fertilize, stormwater washes the excess into the bay where it causes algae growth and seagrass decline. We can use porous surfaces in our landscape to allow rainwater to soak into the soil instead of running into a waterway. For example, using shell or other pervious surfaces for walkways and driveways allows rainwater to filter into the ground. If we live on the shoreline, we can maintain a 10-foot fertilizer-free zone next to the shore with low-maintenance vegetation. All these techniques were used in the Bay Neighbor Project, a collection of research and education initiatives undertaken by New College of Florida and the Indian Beach Sapphire Shores Neighborhood Association.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Bay neighbor. When my husband and I moved to Indian Beach Sapphire Shores, our yard was mostly grass, dust, and leaves, and a few trees. We converted to native plants. Now our yard is a combination of grass, ferns, mulch, and plants. And it not only looks beautiful, it's bay friendly. To learn more about the project, go to the New College website, ncf.edu.
To learn more about native plants, dial 10. To learn about sustainable pond management, dial 36.